Hey bro, how are you? Good to see you. You ready for a fun night in? We can watch something fun and just have a good time. You better be ready because all this beer wasn't cheap, you know. You're welcome, by the way. I'm such a good guest, aren't I? Who else would bring you a gift like this? Whatever, you know I'm the best. Why else would you always hang out with me? With my gorgeous looks and my killer personality? Could you want anything more? Shut up. So, are we ordering food again, or have you decided to make a gourmet feast in my honor? You're lucky that I don't hold you to the standards that I hold other men to. Otherwise, you'd be punished for not worshiping the ground that I walk on. Thanks for taking my jacket. I'll meet you on the couch. So, where should we order from? There? I was just there yesterday on a date. That's a great story. I'll tell you about it afterwards. You're so indecisive, I swear to God. How about we just order from our usual spot? That good with you? I swear, without me making decisions for you, you'd never get anything done. Now that we've settled that, do you want to hear about my date? Too bad, I'm telling you anyways. So, you remember that guy I told you I went out with about a week ago? No, not him. Not him either. Anyways, I went on a date yesterday. Yes, okay. I'm always going out on dates. Okay, whatever. I love cock and free food. Get over it. You know, I wouldn't have to bounce around from guy to guy if you were willing to give me that huge dick of yours. Anyway, back to the story. I had on that black dress. Remember the one I picked up when we went shopping last week? Yeah, the super short one that you hated. You said it was too revealing, even for me. Looked super flustered the entire time, but I caught you sneaking peeks at it. I know. I know you liked it. We had dinner and all that. Then we went back to my apartment. He was one of those guys trying to stick their dick in your mouth before we even kiss. So I stood up and grabbed the back of his neck and pulled him close and passionately kissed him, then moved him down to my pussy and told him he needed to learn patience. My mouth is reserved for those who deserve it, and he hadn't done anything special yet. So the dress is super short. I have him kneeling right there, just staring up at me as I want him to lick my pussy. I pull my thong down and put it over his head and try to force him to tell me why he believes he should be able to lick it. It's so funny when guys have to search for reasons for why they should be allowed to do something, especially when they start off so demanding. It's so cute watching them squirm, not knowing what to say. This guy was definitely no different. I could tell he was feeling all self-conscious, but he looked eager, so I told him all he had to do was beg. He was reluctant at first, but then he really got into it. It's always so fun when that happens. I grabbed his hair and pulled him right next to my clit. He immediately started licking, and it was genuinely fucking hilarious how fast this guy who thinks he deserves to have his cock sucked became a needy, subby mess who is just begging to lick your pussy. I pulled his head back. He looked so fucking stupid with my panties on his head, and I told him he had to leave. You should have seen it. The mixture of shock and embarrassment on his face was priceless. It was amazing. I literally used my vibrator for hours afterwards. In fact, thinking about it right now is making me so wet. There's nothing better than turning some entitled guy into a fuck toy. I'd ask you if you have had any funny date stories, but how long has it been since you've even asked someone out? Months? Maybe even a year? Figures. You should put yourself out there. You're attractive. I'd fuck you. Yes, I would. And no, I'm not just saying that. I just haven't felt the need. You're not attracted to me, so why bother? But if you were to start trying the dating scene, you'd be almost perfect. You've got the looks, you're funny and charming, but the only thing is, you're too damn shy. Women like a man who can sometimes take charge, you know? It drives me crazy how passive you are. I'm not sure a girl would go for that. Yeah, I did just say that. You're too much a subby boy to get laid. Am I wrong? Well then, how are you going to prove it? How much time do we have before the food gets here? Perfect. Take off your pants. No, I'm not kidding. Take them off. If you're gonna prove me wrong, you're gonna let me blow you. If you're a dom like you say, you'll have the balls to fuck my face. Otherwise, you'll forever be known in the eyes of your best friend that you're a shy little sub. Good to see you out for a little fun. I know you're getting hard thinking about me being eaten out. Thinking about how you want to be turned into my submissive little boy. You're such a fucking pervert thinking about your best friend's pussy. What's wrong with you? I'm literally only sucking your cock as a friend because I know it's been so long for you and you are literally constantly thinking about being used by me anyways. Don't lie. I know you want this pussy. You don't deserve it. You already give me everything I want. I'm literally just sucking your cock because I'm afraid you're never going to get back out there if you let it go too long without hooking up. But I know you're just an inexperienced and little bitch. Probably never even thought to face fuck a girl, have you? Oh. You call that a face fuck? That's barely even rough. What are you doing? Don't fucking bend me over. No! What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm doing you a fucking favor, idiot. I didn't say you could spank me. Fuck you. Get on your fucking knees and apologize. Find a fucking way to make it up to me by the count of five. No! Fucking stop it! Stop right now. Stop. I'm sorry. What? Really? Call you daddy? I'm sorry, daddy. I didn't know you had this in you. I've always thought you were so innocent. You never gave off dom vibes. That's why I always teased you. There's just something about me that brings it out in you. Aw, daddy, I'm flattered. What is it? You listen to me go on and on about hooking up with guys. Is that what does it for you? No? You were just listening to them to entertain me and because they were funny for you? Why is it so funny for you? Because you knew you could turn me into your cock slave anytime you wanted? Okay, fine. You proved your point. Give me your dick, you dumb little bitch, and let me take control again. What? Here, let me... What? I can't have your cock? Why? Because I can't even suck cock well? I wasn't trying the first time. I was just doing you a favor. I'm really good at sucking cock. I know I am. How do I know? I've always been praised. I sound like I'm making shit up. Really? I'm a subpar cocksucker. A fleshlight does a better job? Fuck you. Give me your dick. Now. Now. Yes, I'm not fucking around, you know. Beg for it? Are you crazy? No, you should be begging me. Go ahead. Go on. Start begging me to put my lips around your surprisingly big cock. Okay, fuck it. Can I please suck your dick? Can I please suck your dick? Can I please? Can I suck your dick? Please, daddy. Please, I want to suck your dick. Holy shit, daddy. I'm so horny for your cock. Can you let your needy little slut please suck your dick? Thank you. I promise I'll do better this time. Fuck. Your cock feels so good in my mouth. Oh god, I can't believe I haven't been sucking your cock this whole time. Why have we just been friends? Your dick is amazing. I've never had anything this good. Please let me swallow your cum. Please come for me. Fuck it all down my throat. Please, daddy. I want it so bad. Use my mouth as your fleshlight. Fuck, 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 fuck. You're so big. Thank you for putting me in my place. Thank you for taking control. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You exposed me for the slut I am. Please, come in my mouth. Holy shit, dude. Even if we don't date, we have to become friends with benefits or something. I know we both enjoyed that. My panties are absolutely soaked. You're definitely not what you seem. As much as I love putting guys in their place, it's kind of nice to be on the opposite end. At least with someone I trust, like you. Now, how about after we eat, we can discuss our arrangement, and you can make me be daddy's slut again.